This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, on the hotline right now, Jay Riso is on there. Of course, he was Christian with the WWE and TNA Wrestling. But this new ridiculously awesome looking show that's coming to history, Night Fight.
When I hit somebody, I want them to suffer.
Blood, sweat, teeth, whatever I need to get the win.
Bones are eventually going to break.
In order to win this competition, you must annihilate your opponent.
Get some good to go out and get a little hurt.
Night Fight premieres January 23rd at 10 on History.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Doing great, yourself?
Great, man. Well, I just came back from Vegas. Honestly, I'm a little under the weather, but it's, you know, it's the small price we pay for a three-day weekend.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sounds like you had a good time, though.
Yeah, very good. But listen, I got to tell you, if I feel a little beat up, I don't feel anything beat up like you guys are going to when Night Fight starts Wednesday, 9 o'clock on History Channel. What a great idea to take it back to the medieval times with real suits of armor, with real broadswords and real maces, and just see who would have actually been the victor.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great concept for a show, and like I said, a lot of these competitors, these knights, because that's what they are, take a lot of pride in what it is they do. You know, they care about it. They work hard at it. They work on their own armor, on their own weapons. And, you know, a lot of them come from the Armored Combat League, which is, it's sort of an underground sport at this point in time. But, you know, to get on this stage that history has given them, this is the biggest spotlight than any of these guys have ever performed on, so it gives them a chance to really show the world what it is that they do. And if you like combat sports, if you like hard-hitting, action-packed sports, you know, with some drama and some personality all tied in, then you're going to love this show.
So tell me this, where are the boundaries at? I know they don't sharpen anything, because you obviously don't want to lop anybody's goddamn arms off, but you guys are, for real, I mean, this is 80 pounds of armor. This is a real full-contact deal. People are hitting each other as hard as they possibly can. What are the rules, though, to keep it from becoming fatal?
Yeah, well, I want to correct you on one thing. You said you guys. I just want to make it clear. I'm not getting hit with anything. I'm not that crazy. I mean, I'll fall off ladders and get hit and go through tables, but I'm not getting hit by these swords. Forget about it. The rules basically are, if somebody's fallen out of the ring, you know, you don't hit them. Let them get back in. Or if they're grounded, you don't hit a competitor when they're on the ground and unable to defend themselves.
And that's it.
That's pretty much it.
Dude, what about headshots?
No,
I mean,
no hitting behind the knees, I think, is another one.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's pretty much where it goes.
And what will, I mean, obviously everybody has a suit of armor, but what will, what about the weaponry?
Yeah, so, I mean, you see, and we present them even with armor and weaponry from historical eras throughout different periods. And, like Vikings, like Byzantines, Romans, from all these different eras, and these guys that their armor is like a glove for them, so they get used to being in their own armor. We throw them a few curveballs here and there, and we see how they adapt. And then we go out there in these fights. You know, we judge them on aggression, technique, and defense. We go out there and we see who can apply those. The judges on to the next round and a chance to win $10,000 and be the first ever Night Fight champion.
Can you imagine putting a metal bucket on your head with no padding, and then someone will come up with a ball peen hammer and hitting it as hard as they can? Just the ring, just the inside of the bell, like, that's, forget it. No way I'm doing that.
Yeah, especially, you think about with those helms on too, right? The vision isn't great, so you have to have your head on a swivel, especially when you get in melee situations when there's multiple competitors in there. You know, you can be getting hit from all sides. And remember, too, you have about 80 pounds of extra weight on your body with the armor. So if you get knocked down, it's a bit of a bitch to try to get back up. It takes a lot out of it. You have to be aware of how to conserve your gas tank so you can be effective and be aggressive. So there's a lot of things that go into this that people might not realize, you know, and that's one of the things, too, is that I really appreciated that these competitors, they're leaving it all out there. They're out there giving it their all, you know, trying to inflict as much damage as they can to win this competition, but they're checking on each other in between rounds or after the fight is over. They're picking each other up and dusting each other off and giving each other a hug and shaking hands when one competitor is beating another one. You know, they just want the next guy to go on and win it.
Will these be all new guys?
What's that?
Will these be all new guys every season where it's a straight bracket and then one guy goes to the top, or will there be teams of them where they're just constantly doing new fighting with the same guys over and over?
So it's 8 episodes, and there's a different group in each episode, and then the winner of each episode will come back for the finale, and chance to be named the first ever Night Fight tournament.
We never it's the basic stuff. Everybody thinks it's about technology. Everybody thinks it's about the future and what's next and what's new. But in the end, certain things always resonate with other men, and that's who will be the victor out on a field of battle. Like, it's as ridiculous as that can sound coming out of your mouth. There's a truth to it.
Yeah, I mean it's a basic concept, right?
Yeah.
It's, you know, the fight or flight, and you know you don't want to be that guy that's backpedaling and trying to get away. You want to be the guy that's in the trenches in there, you know, swinging, trying to win this competition. And it's very much like you said, stripping it all back. When it comes down to it's man against man, and who's gonna walk out the victor. That's what it's all about.
I predict concussions. I predict some broken bones, either from falling or pressure. And I'd say you're probably gonna see some broken wrists and ulnus and radii, because I think those are your most susceptible thing when somebody comes down from an overhead and you get your arm in the way and it just ends up breaking it and giving you a spiral fracture.
I think with this show, it's no different than any other contact sport like you'd see in football or boxing or MMA or any of those things. You know, it's you know, these competitors, they know the risk going into it, and they've done it before, and they do it on a weekly basis. You know, going out there and competing all over the world and around the country, and for them to get to do it on this stage, it's a big deal for them to be able to show the world what it is that they do. But everybody's well taken care of as far as the medical situation goes.
Nice. Well, listen, Christian, Jay, I can't wait to watch Night Fight starting Wednesday, 9 o'clock on History Channel. Don't forget to watch this, you guys. I've been watching the promo since before Christmas, so I'm excited to see this finally.
I can't wait either. Yeah, I'm super excited that it's finally here. I really think people are going to dig this show. I just can't wait for the world to see it, and more than that, for these competitors to show the world what it is they do, because they deserve that at this stage.
You know what? Let's talk again after you guys get your debut, man. You stay right there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.